God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Perhaps the favorite word of parents is the word share, and perhaps the least favorite word of their children is the word share. We hate to share. We want things to be fair for us, but we don't want to share with others. And so imagine that you had to share between two children. That can be a challenge. Imagine sharing among 12 children. That would be a challenge again. Imagine those 12 children then have families of their own. Imagine dividing something among 12 tribes that made up a family or a nation. Well, that's exactly what Joshua was tasked with doing in Joshua chapters 18 and 19. Each of these tribes had a lot in the land. They had a lot in life. Now, your lot in life may include property or it may not, but each of us have a background, we have abilities, we have a physical constitution, and what we have is totally different than what someone else may have, and that's just the way the world is. We're not robots, we're people. And God has gifted us each differently, and each of us have different burdens to bear in many cases. So what is your lot in life, and what should you do with it? Well, we learn two things from reading about Joshua. In Joshua 18, verse 10, the Bible says, "And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And there Joshua divided the land unto the children of Israel according to their divisions." So this was not just happenstance like a roll of the dice. This was God's ordained way of his giving guidance to the nation of Israel. And whatever their lot landed on, that was the lot of property they were given. So number one, I would just say, accept your lot, realizing that God gave it and God knows you. Now, is your lot like someone else's lot? Most certainly not. You know, the history of the world is the history of geography, the resources that people had and how they used them. And that's where a lot of conflict comes from in the world. I would say, however, that there are a lot of nations that have all kinds of natural resources that have done nothing with them century after century. And other nations that seem to be tiny indeed, but have done amazing things because they accepted their lot. And then that brings us to our second action to take, and that is improve your lot. Some nations improve what they have. Some people improve what they have. Some people just sit on what they have. So acceptance does not mean resignation or a fatalism. Accept your lot, realizing that God knows you and God gave what you have, and then improve your lot. In Joshua 18, verse 3, Joshua says, "Don't be slack. Go possess the land which God's given you." Now, that's a paraphrase, but that's essentially what Joshua said. And then in verse 6, he instructs them to scout out the land so they can decide how to divide it among the 12 tribes. So they researched, and then they expanded. In Joshua 19, verse 47, the Bible talks about a tribe called Dan, whose lot became too small for them. And so they went up, and they took more. They expanded their lot that they'd been given. And so there's some application for you today. That is, accept your lot, thank God for what you have, and improve your lot. Research and expand. Look, sometimes we talk about getting out of our comfort zone, and that can be helpful as long as it's specific. In other words, you don't get out of your comfort zone by doing something you were never made to do. I will never be a quarterback of an NFL team. I can work, I can train, I can do all kinds of things, but I will never be a quarterback because there's nothing there to work with. But there are things I can improve and things that may be out of my comfort zone because they're things I've not done before, but they're things that I can improve because they're part of God's gifting of me, God's background for me, God's opportunities for me. So whatever you have today, remember that you're part of a whole. You're part of something bigger. Accept your lot in life. Don't waste your life wishing to be someone else. And improve your lot in life. Research what you have and expand what you have. And glorify God with what He has entrusted to your hands today.